Begin the current daf mesech, the Shabbos daf test. We begin on the top of the Amid, where the Gemara continues quoting from the Brais and the Avod that we were discussing all throughout the previous dafim, discussing the four different Rishuyas, the four domains that are applicable to halachas of Shabbos. So the last thing we were discussing, which was a machlekes regarding that we had explained on the previous daf, that the Tanakhama held that the askufa, that this threshold that is, so to speak, has the dimensions of a mokum tur, which is, so to speak, it's higher than 3 tefachim from the ground of Rishus HaRabim, but it's less than 10 tefachim, it's less than the square, 4 tefachim squared. So therefore, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, because it's not 4 tefachim squared. It's not a karmelis, because the karmelis also has to have 4 tefachim squared. And it's not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's higher than 3 tefachim from the ground. So therefore, it's, so to speak, it's a unique mokum tur, which the Tanakhama held that you could transport from a Makom Tur, either to Rishus HaYachid or to Rishus HaRabim, whichever one you can do. However, the Gemara continues, quoting from the Braisa, that Acher Mayim, others say, which is the opinion of Reb Meir, who was always called Acher, is Skufa Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyis, that a Skufa, a threshold, can be used as either one of two domains. And that is, it depends when, that it could be either Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, but not both. Bismacha Pesach B'soach Hilafnim, when the door of the house is open, so then it's, so to speak, or of the area, whichever it is that it's adjoining, it's open, then it's considered as if it's from the inside. Pesach no kol chutz, but if the door that it's adjoining, this threshold, is closed, then we view it as part of the outside. That's what the opinion of the Chaim was. Now the Gemara's question is, the avagav de lesle lechi, would that apply even if there is no lechi, there's not no side post? And that is, the Gemara thinks right now that we're talking about a mavi. We're talking about a threshold by a mavi, by which is an open street, which is enclosed with an air. That they made it kosher by putting a lechi, what's known as a side post on the side, to show that it's enclosed area. It's one big domain for all the people that share all the different courtyards and all the houses. And this lechi is on the inside of the threshold. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, even though there is no lechi on the outside of the threshold, to be considered as if it's also in with the Erev of the Lechi, and because it's Mashma, that it's not, that there's a threshold on the outside of the Mavi, so therefore there is no Erev for it, there's no Lechi for it on the outside of it, it's only adjoining it on the inside of it, on the part of the Mavi side. So how could that be that you can then, if the door is open, that, so to speak, you can go from the threshold to the Mavi, but that the area that's within an entrance, that is like, it's like a threshold, that you need another lechi to permit it. So if, let's say, there are these walls that are surrounding, that thick walls that are surrounding this area, this neighborhood, that has an Erev, and then it has these side posts. And if the side posts are in the inside part of the wall, so the halach is that the entryway, that area, that space that's in the thickness of the wall, that, so to speak, where the entry is, that width has to have another lechi to permit it. And that is because this lechi that's permitting the mavoi is flush with the inside of the threshold. And therefore, he says that it's forbidden to use any place that's opposite the lechi, rather only from the inside part of the lechi towards the inside, which is where it's recognizable that there's a mechitza, that there's a wall. So that's only the mavoi part. But this is skufa, this threshold, how can we go ahead and say that you can go from there to the mavoi that you can carry, but it needs its own lechi to permit it on the outside of that part of the threshold? So therefore, the Gemara says, "V'chitamin de les bedal dan." If you're going to say that the dimensions of the thickness of the wall is talking about that it's not dalal al dalal, that it's not 4x4 squared, and therefore it's not its own domain, and that's why you're allowed to, so to speak, use the area that's even the end of the lechi on the outer part of this side post, which is flush with the threshold that's facing Rosh Hashanah. But the area within an entrance, that even if it does not have 4x4, it's not a separate domain, it still would require another lechi on its own, on the outside of the threshold, to permit it to carry inside of it. And then if not, it's not considered part of the mavi, and you can't carry in it. So how could we say, from the opinion of the Acherim, that this askufa, that if the door is open, that you could carry from it into the rishus that it's inside over there, which is the mavoi, if you can't, it needs to have its own lechi to permit it. So Amar Yehuda Merav, hacha b'iskufas mavoi iskin. That is, as we said up until now, we are talking about a threshold of a mavoi. However, we're not talking about a mavoi that it was permitted with a lechi. There's two ways to permit, so to speak, a neighborhood Erev. You can either do what's known as a lechi, which is a side post, or a kair, which is a cross beam that crosses on the top. And we're not talking about, as we had assumed up until now, that it was a mavli, that it was a so to speak, a neighborhood that would, so to speak, with an Erev of a cypress. Rather, talking about a mavli that was kashered with a car with a crossbeam. And that is, the roof of the mavli, the thickness, it has to be a tefach, as it says in the first parak in Erevin. And therefore, the threshold, and the, or the thickness of this entryway, that mistama are very wide. So therefore, what it comes out is that half of the depth, the thickness of this entryway, or the threshold, is covered with a roof because it has that crossbeam, and half of it is not covered. And therefore, it's like as if in Tomata case, when we put the crossbeam towards the inside of the threshold, facing the mavli side. So therefore, it's as follows, and that's what the Gemara is going to explain in 1 second, that when the door is open, that we view the threshold part as inside, in other words, from the outer part of the beam towards the middle, that is the beam that's covering that part, we view it as inside, because it's like the mandama that says that you're allowed to use the area under the kaira, under the crossbeam, either because it's recognizable from there and on that it's outside, as the Gemara in Erevin says in Afches, or because we view the kaira, the crossbeam, as a mechitza, as a wall, because we say that the outer part of that crossbeam, we view it as if it comes down and closes down, as if it's creating a wall. Either way, we're talking about that it was, that we're talking about mavi, not with a lechi, not with a side post, but rather with a crossbeam. And that is as the Gemara explains. Chetzi makur v'chetzi shein makur. So it comes out that this threshold, this area that's adjoining the mavoi, half it is roofed with that crossbeam, half is not. So therefore, v'keruya klape pnim, and that we have the crossbeam that's toward the inside. That's where it is, and not on the outer part of the threshold. And that's what the halacha is, as the Achayim says, pesach besuach kelefnim. If the door is open, so then we view that part that's under this roof of the crossbeam as if it's part of the inside of the mavli. Pesach no kelechutz, but if the door is closed, then we view it as outside. And that is, the door closes in front of the inner part of the threshold. And that is, the whole entire threshold is outside of the door. So therefore, when the door is closed, we view it as outside, even the part that's under the crossbeam. And that is, since the mavli was now closed, they closed the door, so now the kaira, the crossbeam, it has no more din anymore. It's batla. You can't say now that, as we said before, that it's yared b'slaysin, that we view the outer part of the crossbeam as if it comes down and creates a wall. And that is because any wall that doesn't have in its side an airspace of 4x4 tvachim squared is not considered mechitza. And therefore, it doesn't apply the halacha, what's called good achis, that we should view the wall as if it's going all the way down. So therefore, we can't say that this area of what's a tefach, of the width of the kaira, as if it's coming down. So therefore, we can't see that as, so to speak, its own domain. And although we could have said the case of the Gemara regarding a case when the entire threshold was covered with a roof, but just that it wasn't an area of 4x4 tefachim squared, however, since generally the thickness of a wall is not less than 4 tefachim squared, so therefore we said it was talking about this specific case of, again, the skufa of a mavi, that it's talking about the threshold of a neighborhood that has an eruv, and that it has this half-roofed, half-not-roofed. And therefore, if the door is open, we view the roof as, so to speak, an extension of the mavi, and then it comes down and extends, creates a wall. So the area under that is considered from lefnim, as if it's part of the inside, that's what you can carry inside. And Sanza Zacharim said it's like outside, as when the door is closed, that is now the part of the beam, that the crossbeam that's covering over this part of the threshold is less than 4x4 tefachim squared. So therefore, it cannot create this yared v'slaysim, it cannot create its own rishos yachid, because it's less than a halal, than the airspace of 4x4 tefachim squared. And therefore, we're going to view it as the outside, as part of rishos arab. That's one teretz the Gemara gives for the Acharim. Rav Ashi has a different teretz. That really we're talking about the threshold of a house, which is totally covered with a roof. And that's the reason why when the door is closed, we view it as outside, because we're talking about a specific case where we roofed over the entryway of the house, over this threshold with two different beams. And that is, had it been covered with a beam, that a roof that has four tefachim in the length, so then we would say that Yerid B'Saisim, it comes down and creates its own wall, and then even if you close the door, it won't be Mavatel Mechitza, it won't, so to speak, say that it's not a good wall, because even if it closed the door in the middle of those four Tfachim, it's not the same like by a Mavoi, because by the crossbeam of a Mavoi, it's very narrow, and therefore it's not kosher only for the Mavoi, and therefore if you close the door, so now it's Mavatel, it totally abolishes it from the Halacha of the relationship of the Kaira. And because now it's not related anymore to the mavi, because the mavi is closed. However, by here, when we have it's roofed four tefachim, so therefore, when we close the door, it's not mevatel anything of the, so to speak, of the iskuf, of the threshold, because halacha moish mesinai, that regarding good, that things come down, and lava, that we see things less than three tefachim as closed, and doifin akuma, and that the wall, we see that a curved wall is as if it's coming down, it's any place when it's 4x4 tefachim squared, we see those halachas. However, here it's different because we have two different beams, and each beam does not have four tefachim, and there isn't between the two tefachim, between the two beams, more than three tefachim between them. So that is, and the door was made that it closes in middle, in between the two beams. So therefore, if the door is open, we view it as inside, because since there's not between these two cross beams, there's not more than three tefachim. We say lava, that we see it as if it's one large roof. And therefore, the outer beam, we see it as closing down, because now you have an area of 4x4, which creates a domain. And you could say that the outer part of the beam comes down and creates a wall, as the Gemara says. As we're talking about a case when there was roof with two different cross beams, each cross beam does not have a distance of four tefachim. However, but there's not more than three tefachim between the two cross beams. And there's a door in between the two cross beams. So then it depends. And this is what the Chayim was saying. Pesach pesuach kelefnim. If the door is open, then we view the whole area of the threshold as if it's inside. As we explained, because now it's open and we see it as one long roof, and therefore it's an area of four, and it closes it in. Pesach no kelechos. But if the door is closed, that is, if it closes in middle, in between the two crossbeams, then we view it as in the outside. And that's because, since it closes in the middle, so now it's, so to speak, it's mafsik, it interrupts between the two crossbeams, and it separates them. Now we don't view them as one, so now we can't say love it as if they're connected. So therefore, you can't say that the outer beam, that we say that part comes down and closes down, because now that area doesn't have four tefachim, because it's not one contiguous area. So therefore, then when the door closes in between, we're going to view that part as part of the outside, not the inside. And that's the Sheet of Lachem, that they held that the iskufa, whether they have a teretz in the Gemara that it means a skufa of the mavoi, or a skufa of the bayis, that sometimes has a locha v'shus ha'yachar of the inside, sometimes has a locha v'shus ram as the area of the outside. Now the Gemara continues discussing the Braisa, the conclusion that said, Vim Hoise iskufa gevaya yud rechavadal. But if this threshold was 10 tefachim high and it had an area of width of 4x4 tefachim squared, Harizu Rosh Hashlatzman, then it's its own independent domain. And that is that then the person would not be able to carry even from the house into it or from into the house, because, and that's in spite of the fact that they're both Rosh Hashayachit. And that's what the Gemara says, Mesayel Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, that this supports the ruling of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, that he said as follows. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Amar Rav Meir, may used to say, which this is the opinion of the Chaim that we're discussing, as the Gemara in Harya says, that the Achirim, it was at a certain point that they stopped calling him Remeya, they call him the others. They call Mokim Shatam Moitzi Beiz Rosh Hashayis, wherever you find two domains, Behein Rosh Hashayis, and essentially they're really one domain. And that if they're both Rosh Hashayachit, just one is lower and this one's higher, then Rosh Hashayachit Kagayin Amud, like for example, a pole that's Rosh Hashayachit Gevay Yud Baruch Avdal. So you have a pole that's in Rosh Hashayachit, in a private domain, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim squared in the width. So they're both Rosh Hashayachit. However, Asla Kasavlov, you can't adjust your load on it when you're in the yard. And that is, although they're both Rosh Hashayachit and the same thing, because Gzeir Mishum Tal Rosh Hashayachit, and this was a safeguard because of if someone has like a pile or elevation in Rosh Hashayachit, that's going to be the same height of 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that it'll be Rosh Hashayachit in Rosh Hashayachit. With it, it would be a chiv de raisa if a person in Rosh Hashayachit would adjust his bundle on it. Because of that, we made a gzera that even in Rosh Hashayachit, we shouldn't use those type of poles to adjust our piles, because you might come do it in Rosh Hashayachit. And that was the halacha that we said, that if this iskufa is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it's its own Rosh Hashayachit, and even though it's adjoining another Rosh Hashayachit, l'chayr should be one big Rosh Hashayachit. We say, no, they're two different Rosh Hashayachit, and therefore one cannot carry from one to the other. And that's, again, this idea of one Rosh Hashayachit to another, and although they're the same thing, but they're separate entities, one cannot carry, one cannot adjust the load, because as a gzera of Rosh Hashayachit. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, we begin a new Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about things that are prohibited to do before one davens mincha, when it already is reaching close to the time of mincha. And the Mishnah begins. L'yashav adam lefnei asap, a person should not sit in front of a barber, in other words, to take a haircut, samach l'mincha, when it's close to this man, to the time of davening mincha. And that is, ad she'yispal, until he davens, because maybe he's going to forget, and he's going to get caught up in what he's doing, he's not going to daven. And this applies even during the weekday. So why Rashi asked, did we say this Mishnah over here when we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos? Because it's similar to a Mishnah we're going to learn in the Mishnah later, which is a continuation of this theme that speaks about that the tailor should not walk out with his instruments Erev Shabbos when it's getting dark, because he might forget, and he might, so to speak, if he keeps his pin in his lapel or whatever he usually keeps his pin, and he's going to walk out after Shabbos forgetting that it's on him. So therefore we say he can't even put it on, he can't walk around with it like that before Shabbos. And that's the same idea. When it's coming close to his man, a person has to be aware and careful that he might forget and they might come to do an Isser. That's why we bring it in over here. So the Mishnah continues that similarly, lo yikonis odim l'merchas, a person is not allowed to enter, again, samach l'mincha, close to the time of mincha, to go into a bathhouse. And the reason of all these things the Mishnah is going to explain is because a person might come to be mamshech, he might come to spend a long time doing it until he's going to miss the whole zman of tefillah. Similarly, v'loy leburski, he's not allowed to walk into a tannery to check out his business, v'loy lechel, and not to eat, v'loy ledin, and not to judge a court case. So all these things are prohibited because we want you to daven first before you forget. V'mischilu, but if a person began one of these things that we mentioned that you shouldn't do, l'ketchila, but you started anyway, Emaf Sikin, then the person does not have to stop. Rather, he could finish, he could conclude what he's doing, and then afterwards he could daven. And the Gemara explains that obviously we're talking about a time when there is enough time to finish what you were doing before this man of tefillah passes, and that we're not concerned that you might come to prolong it even more than that. However, the Mishnah ends, Mafsikin Likras Krishma, we do interrupt that although a person started already to say and recite Krishma, because that is a chi of Midday Raisa. However, as we mentioned before, the aim of seeking the tefillah, but we don't have to interrupt for tefillah, which was, as we mentioned, for the tefillah of mincha. And the Gemara on Daf Yud Alef is going to ask, we already said that before, we said that you're not mafsik, so why do we repeat over here at the end of the Mishnah? Now the Gemara wants to understand the Mishnah. Hai samach l'mincha, which samach l'mincha are we referring to? There's two zmanim in the day that are called mincha, that are the afternoon time of for the tefillah. And that is, which one is it that we said that you can't begin when it's close to that time? If we're referring to what's known as the big mincha gedayla, which is the beginning of the time that the tamid shel bein abayim, that the afternoon tamid that was brought every day was able to start being brought, which is from the time when it starts getting dark, when the sun starts moving to the west, that is from 7.5 hours in the day, which is because between 6.5 hours and 7.5 hours in the day, which is the halachic time of 12:30 to 1:30, then the sun is, so to speak, standing there on top of every single person, and it's beating down right there on the bottom, and it doesn't turn, it's not into the east, it's not to the west, it's right there in the center. From 7.5 hours on, then the sun starts moving towards the west. So therefore, Samach L'mincha would be from the beginning of the seventh hour, from 1 o'clock, that then the person would not be able to do any of these activities. To which the Gemara asks, am I lying? Why not? There's so much time left into the day. You have all the way till it gets dark, you have a bunch of hours, so why can't you go ahead and take a haircut by the barber? So Ela Samach L'mincha Ketana, rather the Gemara says, that's talking about that it was near the time of Mincha Ketana, which was 9.5 hours into the day, which was the time that they were customary, they used to bring the Karban Tamid, and not later than that, as the Gemara says in Tamid Nishchad, that close to the 10th hour is when they used to bring the Karban Tamid, and therefore those are the two time periods. Mincha Gedolah is when they were able to start bringing it, which was the halachic, so to speak, of a perfect day from 6 to 6 to 1:30. But they used to bring it more by the 9.5 hours into the day, which was by 4:30, let's say, if it was so to speak, a 6 to 6 day. So therefore, that's the zman of Milchik Tana, when you can't start these activities. So then the Gemara asks, we said in Mischilu, in Mavsikin, there, we said, if you did begin these activities, even by some of Milchik Tana, that's what we're saying, that a person does not have to interrupt. So the Gemara says, name it after you of Rabbi Shuba Levi. So this should seem to refute a halacha that Rabbi Shuba Levi said. Once it reached the time of davening mincha, he said, that person can't even taste anything before he davens mincha. And that would seem that even if he's started a meal or whatever it is, he would have to stop because you can't taste. So therefore, we're saying that even mincha ketana, that it's even the later zman mincha, that we said if you start it, you don't have to stop. So what's Rabbi Shuba Levi going like when he says that zman mincha comes that you can't even taste, if even the later zman mincha we said that once you start it, you don't have to stop? So the Gemara says, loy, lo'olam samach l'mincha gedolah. And that is where we're resolving that Rabbi Shuba Levi was talking about when it reached mincha ketana, that then you can't taste anything, you started, you have to stop. When we said that you can't start and that if you started, you don't have to stop, that was close to the mincha gedolah, which was the halachic equivalent of, let's say, 1:30 on a perfect day, to which the question is, but then as the Gemara asked originally, then so much time left in the day, why can't we take a haircut or start a meal? So the Gemara says that all those cases we mentioned in the Mishnah, we're talking about unique cases which could take a long time. And that's why you can't start those cases when it's Samach Lezman Mincha. And that is as follows. When we said you can't take a haircut, we're talking about a unique type of haircut. It was the haircut of Ben Elosha, who he was a son-in-law of Rebbe, that he spent a lot of money to learn the type of haircut that a Kohen Gadol would get, which the Kohen Gadol got a special type of haircut that it was a haircut, but not a total haircut. Rather, they would leave some hairs that the tip of every hair strand would touch the root of the next hair strand. And therefore, that type of haircut was a very delicate one, which took a long time. Such a haircut, one cannot start even Samach L'Mincha G'dayla, even so early in the day, because you might come to actually miss the whole Mincha before it got dark. Similarly, when we said B'loyla Merchetz, that you can't go into a bathhouse, was talking about L'Kula Milsal de Merchetz. That was for the complete process that one does in the bathhouse, which is something that you shampoo your hair, and then you go ahead and bathe yourself in hot water, and then in cold water, and then you sweat, a whole spa experience. That's something that could take a long time, so even like when it's close to Mincha G'dayla, a person should not do that. And when we said about Leila Burski, a person should not go into a tannery to check out his business, that was Leburski G'dayla, that was into a large tannery, like a real large factory which had many hides, and it was the beginning of all the work that they were doing. That could, so to speak, a person could spend his whole day being busy with his business, and that's why before he goes in, he should first daven. And a person should not eat. It was told by Besuda Gedel, a large meal, a large festive meal that can take a long time. So therefore, that one should not start even Samach L'Mincha Gedel. And we said Beloyla did not to judge a court case. That was told by Betchilist in the beginning of the case, which regarding a court case that could take a long time. So therefore, that one should not do even Samach L'Mincha Gedel. That was one teretz the Gemara gave to resolve the opinion of Reshub and Levi without Mishnah. Now the Gemara gives another teretz to resolve the opinion of Reshub and Levi without Mishnah. It's really we're talking about our type of haircut. And if we're talking about our type of haircut, so then therefore, what is this that we're talking about that you can't do by Mincha G'dayla? It's as the Mishnah asked before, there's such a long amount of time left. We can't say it's by Mincha Katana because Rabbi Shimon Levi says you have to stop. And the Mishnah says you don't have to stop. So we're obviously talking about Samach Mincha G'dayla so early in the day. If it's so early in the day, so why can't you take a regular haircut? So the Gemara says, because l'ketchila ma'ilu yosha. Why did we say that initially one cannot begin to take a haircut? We said, of course, if you start, you don't have to stop because there is a lot of time. But why did we say that you shouldn't take a haircut before you daven mincha, even though it's so early? Because it's a gezeira that shem yishav hazog, maybe the barber's scissors are going to break. And that he's going to have to go ahead and find one and buy a new one or whatever it is. It's going to take a long time. And that's why we're concerned, l'ketchila, that a person should not take that haircut before mincha because it might extend that long. Similarly, v'loy l'merchetz, when we said that you can't take you can't go to the bathhouse, that was l'hazir b'alma, that was only for sweating purposes. And that is also, we're not talking about all the mils of the merchetz. He wasn't going to do the whole spa experience. He was just taking a schwitz, which also shouldn't take a long time. So l'ketchil amayloy, why do we say you can't begin to do these activities if you have so much time? That gezerah shemis alfa, with gezerah, that person might feel faint, and that is, he might not be able to daven mincha. Similarly, with Leburski, we said that you can't go into the tannery. That was Leunabiyama, that was merely to inspect. And that is, it's not the beginning of all the work. And still, the Ketchila, we said a person can't go in when it's close to the Zman of Mincha G'dayla. As the Gemara says, the Ketchila, my law, why did we say you can't begin to do that? Because Dilmachazib Seydib is Zvini. Maybe the person is going to discover a flaw in his merchandise. And that is, he's going to see that some of the hides got ruined, Umitrin is going to get preoccupied, and he's going to be, Mitzdar is going to be all troubled by this problem that he has with his business, and he's going to be so busy with it, he's not going to be able to daven, and he's going to be preoccupied with that. V'lo lechem, we said that you can't eat, is besuda ketan, is really a small meal, like just a little brunch, a lunch. So l'ketchila ma'iloi, so why can't you go ahead and eat that meal if you have so much time to have mincha? Because dim aslam shuchi, maybe a person is going to become drawn, he's going to start eating, he's going to put on a little butter, a little bread, and he's going to say, oh, let me have a pizza, and he's going to go out and eat a whole meal. So therefore, l'ketchila we're concerned. And v'loy l'din, when we said you can't judge a court case, is bigmar din. Really, it's the end of the court case. So l'ketchila ma'iloi, so why did you say you can't begin this end of the court case if it's something that shouldn't take that long? Because Dilmachazi time of assessment, maybe a person's gonna see a reason to say that maybe not like that, and someone's gonna add a different point. Basasa and is gonna overturn Basasadin is gonna overturn the whole verdict. So therefore, it's so to speak, they're gonna have to start over. It's gonna be like Tchilasadin again because they're gonna say, oh, you're right, oh, we didn't know about that. and then it's going to take a long time, and then they might miss the Zman of Mincha, and therefore these are the two different terutzim, that although it's Mincha Gedayla, that why we have so much time, why can't we begin? Either because it's talking about unique type of cases which take a long time, a long bath, a long meal, a long type of a haircut, or it's talking about even short ones, but we are still concerned that it might come to such a situation that could take a long time, and therefore like a tchili you can't, but of course if it was started, then you don't have to stop. Whereas if it's later on, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, then if it's that Zman of Mincha Ketana, you do have to stop and you can't even taste anything. So now the Gemara wants to understand when the Mishnah said that if you started, you don't have to stop. What does it mean starting? What does it mean that it was the beginning of the haircut, that now once you started, you don't have to stop? As we said in Mischilu, that you don't have to stop. So I'm going to, when the barber already put on the cloth, the barber's cloth on his lap, so to speak, that all the hair shouldn't fall on his clothing, that is, so to speak, considered that the haircut has begun. And therefore, you don't have to stop. What's considered the beginning of the bathhouse? When he already removed his outer cloth from himself, and that is, so to speak, his headgear, which is the first thing that he removes. Once he removed that, it's, so to speak, that he already began his experience in the bath for Shvitz, and therefore doesn't have to stop. What's considered the beginning of his investigation in this tannery? That's Mishayikshir Ben Kisefa, when he tied his sleeves between his shoulders, which how they used to do that, they shouldn't, the sleeves shouldn't get in the way. Once he did that, it's considered that he began, he doesn't have to stop. What's considered the beginning of eating? So we have two opinions. Rav Amar Mishita Yadav, when he washed his hand, he did Netilas Yadayim. Rav Chanina Amar Mishayata Chagur, when he opened up his belt, when he unfastened his belt, now that belt is open, he has room, he could eat, that's considered the beginning. And the Gemara says, V'lei Pligi, they're not arguing. And that is halahan v'halahu. That was for them. That was regarding the belt. That was for us. And v'halahu, and that's for them. That's regarding the Tilsi Daim. That is, in the people in Bavel, they used to tie their belts very tight. And therefore, when they had to eat, they would open up the belts so they have room to have their stomach expand. So therefore, for the people in Bavel, for halahan, for us, that was when the meal started, when they opened up the belt. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do that. Didn't tie their belt that tight. So therefore, there was no opening of the belt before Netilas Yadayim. So it didn't start then. It started when they actually began the Netilas Yadayim. Similarly, related to this idea, the Gemara says, "Amar Baya, Hani Chavin Bavloi, our Babylonian colleagues, our friends from Bavel, Lamanda Amar Tfilas Arvis Hashus, according to the one that says that Ma'ariv is elective, that is in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says that there's one man that says that Ma'ariv is not an obligation, it's a reshus, it's permissive, it's something that's elective, someone could choose to do. And that is, it's different than the other tefillos of Shachas and Mincha, because it is in correlation to the Hekter Chalav Meimarm, the different parts that were brought in the Mizbech through the night, which it's not Ma'akav de Kapar, it doesn't hold back to Kapar. So it's not like the Karban Tumet Shal Shachas, which is Shachas, and the Karban Tumet Shal Ben Abayim, which was Mincha. So therefore, he said, according to those that hold that Ma'ariv is only Rishos, kivin ashar lehem yoni, once a person opens up his belt to, so to speak, eat his meal, lo mitrachin le, we don't trouble the person to stop his meal. Rather, he can finish his meal, and then afterwards he'll daven Ma'ariv. And that is because it's not such a problem, because, you know, Ma'ariv is just a Rishos. However, the Gemara says, ulamando machreve mitrachin le, but what are you saying? That according to the one that holds Ma'ariv is an obligation, then we do, so to speak, trouble the person to again tie his belt back again and to go ahead and daven ma'ariv because that's a chayv. But then the Gemara asks, "What tefillas mincha?" But regarding mincha, de l'kuli alma chayv, everyone agrees that it's an obligation to daven. And still, we learn in Mishnah, "If mischilu im avsik," and if you started your meal, which we just said means to open up the belt, then you don't have to stop the meal. As the Gemara says, "Amr chenin mishiyad chaguri," that's from when you open up your belt. So how could he, Abaye, tell the people in Bavel that it's, you know, according to those, since you have these tight belts and you open it up, once you did that by Ma'ariv time, according to one that says Rishos, you don't have to, but it would be Mash Mechayv, you would have to tie it up. But we said by Mincha, which it is an obligation according to everybody, that you don't have to tie up your belt. So the Gemara answers, and we continue on to Yom Adam and Aleph on the top, Hasam Lishchicha Shichas. There, it's not common that people should get intoxicated. In other words, when it's still daytime, which is before Mincha time, people don't get drunk usually during the day. People have things to take care of. So therefore, a person could finish up and he'll be able to daven. But at nighttime, the Gemara says, Hacha shchicha shichris, here at nighttime, it's common that people could get, so to speak, a little bit intoxicated because it's nighttime. They don't have to, they could just, so to speak, go to sleep right after that. So therefore, by Ma'ariv time, we were concerned that it's only when it's Rishus that you could, so to speak, continue your meal because it's only Rishus. But if it was a chayva, like that man d'amar, then it's worse than Mincha in the sense that because people might get intoxicated, that's why you first have to tie up your belt, go daven ma'ariv, and then continue your meal, versus by mincha, we're not concerned because people are not going to get intoxicated and you still have a lot of time to daven mincha. Another teretz the Gemara gives is inami mincha is different than ma'ir for the following reason. Because b'mincha kivin dekevilizim, since there's a set time for mincha, that is, you only have up until the night time. Mirtas v'lo eslam mifshe, a person is anxious. It's man mincha d'ra davin yet, and he's not going to become negligent. Arvis kivin dekula lili is man arvis, since you have the whole entire night, which is obviously much longer. It's so to speak like a 12-hour period versus mincha. You only have a much narrower slot. So there, since you have the whole time of a ma'ir, v'lo mirtas v'lo eslam mifshe, a person is not going to be anxious about it. He says, oh, I have so much time, and he's going to come to be negligent. He's going to eat his meal, and he's going to pravarai, and he's going to have the whole night. And therefore, we're concerned that he might miss Ma'ir. So therefore, Abaye said only that you and Bavel, that you have your belt open when you start your meal, only if Ma'ir is a reshus can you continue. If not, you have to close up your belt and daven Ma'ir, because they were concerned that you're going to be negligent. So we have two pshatim why mincha would be different than Ma'ir. Again, either because by mincha, a person is not going to become intoxicated. That's why you don't have to stop. Versus by Ma'ariv, even though it's the same chayv as mincha, a person would have to stop because they get intoxicated. Or it's like the other pshat, that because Ma'ariv, you have so much time and he's going to be negligent, versus mincha, he realizes he have a narrow slot of time, he's going to be anxious and he's not going to come and miss this man of mincha. Therefore, by mincha, you don't have to close up your belt and daven. Versus by Ma'ariv, you would have to do that and you would have to stop your meal to go ahead and daven Ma'ariv before you continue your meal.